haven't any right, madame, to do the things you do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and hope my love comes true.
You know, on many radio shows, friends, the writer makes an actor out of the musical director. So it is with our show. Tonight, our writer has written a part for Albert Sack. Here it is. I say to Albert Sack, "Say, Albert, what song of Jerome Kern's are you playing this evening?" And Albert says,
"Smoke, it's in your eyes."
What a reading. You'll have to get an equity card for that. Congratulations, Albert. You played your part with vigor and feeling. Play Smoke Gets in Your Eyes the same way. You're on, Albertissimo.
Did you ever wonder about this mysterious business of glamour? I'll take Evening in Paris bath powder, for instance.
I'll take Evening in Paris bath powder with pleasure, Mr. Wallington.
Well.
It's a lovely luxury, a cloud of fragrant delight. And yet it's so very practical from a grooming standpoint.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. Imagine anything as glamorous as Evening in Paris bath powder being practical as well.
Feels wonderful, so cool and fresh and immaculate. and helps one to keep that feeling of exquisite grooming all day long.
Evening in Paris bath powder really does contribute to a girl's charm.
Furthermore, it helps one to feel attractive. And there's nothing like that for building self-confidence.
Well, what about the fragrance of evening in Paris bath powder?
It's simply heavenly. I've never known another fragrance like it.
Well, there is no other like it. Because evening in Paris is the only bath powder that touches your skin with the glorious evening in Paris perfume. The fragrance of romance. There's an evening in Paris talcum, too. Also scented with evening in Paris perfume. The fragrance of romance. So, ladies, remember, for all-day freshness and fragrance, use...
Evening in Paris bath powder and evening in Paris talcum.
You'll find it pays dividends in romance.
From James Wallington, one of radio's finest announcers, we segue to Georgia Gibbs, one of radio's most exciting and versatile nightingales.
Oh, Tony, you're just saying that because it's written there.
No, Georgia, I'm ad-libbing. It says here, you're only sensational Aru. Georgia, blanket the nation with that swell tune by Herbie Magidson, who is around here listening tonight. Linger in my arms a little longer.
Linger in my arms a little longer, baby. Hold me tight. While my love for you is growing stronger, baby. Seems right to say goodnight. Though it may be getting past your dream time, baby. Don't think twice. Just linger in my arms a little longer, baby. 'Cause it's so nice. It's so past your dream time, baby. Don't think twice. Just linger in my arms a little longer, baby. 'Cause it's so nice, baby. Baby, it's so very, very nice.
Oh, fine, Georgia, fine. That Gibbs really sings him, doesn't she? Well, sir, it's time to pick a song for the concert album. Jimmy Wallington, what do you say to begin the beginning?
Oh, but Tony, listen. You've won the September Honor Award at the Record of the Month Club for your Mercury record of To Each His Own. Sing that.
No, Jimmy. That would sound as though I'm plugging my own record, as I've done the last 4 weeks.
What about this Martin, folks? He wins a September Honor Award at the Record of the Month Club, selected by some of the nation's best-known musical authorities, and yet he absolutely...
Now, please, Jimmy, please. I'm very proud of the honor, and I'll sing To Each His Own next week from New York. From New York. Any of you folks here tonight, go to New York next week. But right now, James, number 4 in our concert album, Albert Sack accompanies me on the wonderful song by Cole Porter, Begin the Begin.
When they begin the begin, it brings back a sound of music so tender. Back a night of tropical splendor, brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, down by the shore an orchestra's even the palm seems to be swaying. begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what raptures serene. Clouds come along to disperse the joy we had tasted. Now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin, the beginning. The love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, the beginning. Oh, yes, let them begin, the beginning. Make them play.
About does it, friends. Thank you very much. And with that, we dash home to pick up our white shirt and toothbrush and make a scoot for the Los Angeles Union Station and the town of New York State called New York. Yes, sir. Next week, Georgia Gibbs will be putting on her Evening in Paris face powder in mighty Manhattan. And about this time next Saturday p.m., I'll be in a big CBS theater just off Broadway near Times Square singing this familiar song.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams.
Tony Martin appears through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producer of Three Wise Fools, starring Margaret O'Brien, Lionel Barrymore, Louis Stone, and Edward Arnold. Bourgeois, makers of Evening in Paris face powder and bath powder, invite you to listen to a love song again next Saturday evening. If your community has not been on daylight saving time, tune in 1 hour later. That's 1 hour later if you have not been on daylight saving time. The Tony Martin Show is written by Glenn Wheaton. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking for Bourgeois. And friends, one last announcement. Tony Martin has asked me to say that this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And there are